That new baby of Janet will never meet her his fantastic uncle and entertainer. Ooh, Michael.
He had the greatest uncle ever.
Yes.
But he's got uncles right now going, hey.
You owe me some money. Hey, I'm your Uncle Tito.
But you know what? You know what? He might meet his nose.
Okay.
Yeah. But are they going? This is what I want to know. Is she going to let that Jackson nose come through? That original nose, the boxing glove. You remember that one?
Well, have you seen Homeboy's nose? Baby daddy. He got one of those humps.
Yeah, he definitely got that camel joint.
You mix that hump nose with that Jackson nose.
Yeah, he gonna definitely have to get the tune up around 13.
Tune up.
Right after you do the circumcision.
Oh my God! Whoa! Things haven't even settled in yet.
You might as well. You're cutting things anyway.
You might as well go and get that nose right. I want to shout out to all the women right now that's like 47 and still believing. You know what I mean? You're 49 and mm-hmm. you still there. Janet, she had to sleep upside down for 9 months and only eat oatmeal and strawberries and blueberries and granola for 9 months to have this baby. This is going to be the oldest, youngest baby ever. She going to be the baby mama and grandmama, okay?
See,
y'all all happy. Y'all all
you are so wrong.
See, y'all all happy right now.
Yes.
Cause she had the baby, but 10 years from now she's gonna be 63. And then she gonna be her kid gonna be like, Mama, please sit in the car.
Mama's gonna be
Mama,
just
you too
fine.
Old out here. Everybody asked me why my grandmama out here. That's my real mama. Gone. And he rich, so all the crazy part, he gonna be 12 years old, richer than all his uncles. Everybody gonna be asking him for money. Only people got money left is him in Paris.
That's right.
So Issa, or Issa, Paris, and Blanket, they rich.
Yeah, being a mama at that age, it's got to be challenging.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no doubt.
She's going to have help, right, Sybil?
Oh, my God. She's not only going to have nanny by nanny by nanny, but day nannies, night nannies, midday nannies.
So she doesn't have to try to remember long division from back in the day to help him with
his
homework.
She don't have to carry no diaper bag, Sybil. No. Don't make me believe she's not going to run.
Because daddy's accountants will take care of the math class.
Got it. Don't feel sorry. Don't cry for Janet.
No.
Let me tell you something. She came a long way from Jermaine Dupri. You hear me?
You're so wrong.
When you talk about quantum leap, you go from so deaf to so much money. Oh my God! I married me a billionaire too, boy. Why don't we never come up? Dudes can never do that. Like, Why ain't no billionaire chicks rolling around single that just need something, anything?
See, because guys Stedman, they get in and they stay.
Yo, Stedman been in that position like a G.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have a parade for Stedman.
Really?
Yo, I want to interview Stedman. Tom, call Stedman up. How do you do that? How do you do that? Don't get in no trouble.
What did he say?
He just grins. He goes,
because anytime you get mad at Oprah, she'll buy you a plane and you'll be like, you a trip. You can't even, how do you even step to Oprah, baby? You know, you made me uncomfortable the way you was hugging that other man. Go sit down. In that new suit you look good in, I bought you. Go sit down.